What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to help us understand very conflicting reports from the People's Liberation Army, headed by a defense minister who keeps changing his name or his mission or his confidence in the regime or the regime's confidence in him, because yet another defense minister has fallen on a corruption charge. When I say yet another, Reuters, China defense minister Dong Jun's fate unclear as corruption probe sparks differing account. Gordon, didn't this same headline run last December, as I recall? It was a previous defense minister.
So yes.
They're repeating themselves. What is this, 11 months later? Is this a pattern that you've seen over the years, or is this just bad luck twice in a row by Xi Jinping?
I think it's a pattern, John. General Li Shangfu, the previous defense minister, was appointed in March of last year. He disappeared in August of last year and was not formally reappointed and was not formally replaced until December of last year with Admiral Dong Jun. Now there are reports that Admiral Dong Jun is also under investigation. We don't know if those reports are true, but we know the person who promoted Admiral Dong Jun is himself now under investigation, which means that probably the new defense minister is also being investigated.
Rick, as I recall, Dong Jun and the initial reports about him, he's an admiral in the PLA Navy, very familiar with the South China Sea and the fortified islands. That recommended him for the post. What do you make of this sudden change of direction? We don't have a new name yet, but it looks like a blow to the Navy after seeing other services called into question. Is there something fresh, or is this the way the PLA insists upon acting under Xi Jinping? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. John, I regard this as a structural result of the high imperative that the Chinese Communist Party places on achieving not just global hegemony over the Earth, but essentially over our solar system as well. In a sense, the leadership of the Communist Party creates the pressure cooker to produce achievements in weaponizing, in achieving global influence, conquering Taiwan. And the Chinese Communist Party spends upward trillion, maybe more, dollars a year to make this happen. Therefore, a PLA officer is watching oceans of money go by, and all of this produces pressure to cut corners. Cut corners means shelling out money, creating confidence networks that won't betray him. And in order to make that crucial leap to senior colonel, which is essentially brigadier general, the sort of average kind of colonel situation on the American side, where you're actually in charge of a lot of people and a lot of money, that takes a large network. So every officer is essentially a corruption scandal waiting to happen, and the Ministry of Defense is sort of a parallel a command structure that really doesn't have any power. The Minister of Defense does not control troops. He does not launch missiles or start wars. His job is basically to engage with foreigners. And he reports back. He's usually had a post on the Central Military Commission. Dong Jun was never given that. But he does remain available to complete the mission of giving the party a whipping post, a body, if you will, to shake around and to scare everybody else, because party does want to go to war. It does want to conquer Taiwan. It does want to kick the Americans out of Asia. All of this will require exacting discipline over a military that is a huge pyramid of corrupted individuals who've had to become corrupt in order to advance.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
So, Rick, because every officer is corrupt, we can assume that when an officer is investigated for corruption, it's not because of corruption. It's because of loyalty or whatever. What do you think's going on here, whether these rumors are true or not? Just in general, why are we seeing so many switches out of defense ministers and other senior officers in the PLA?
Well, the defense ministry is easy to pick on because it doesn't have that much of an impact on the ability of the PLA to basically wage war. Going after other very high officials sends the same message, and in a sense, they're easily replaceable. And on top of all that, you have the parallel command structure within the PLA of the commissar corps. So these commissars are often able to step into operational roles very quickly. They go back and forth. So the party wants to impose exacting control over a system full of all of these basically cowboys who've been amassing these influence networks, paying for them with contracts. So, they have to make an example out of not just a few, but a medium-sized number.
Rick, what we're looking at here is you win, you get to be defense minister, which means your next stop is jail. Is that the assumption when you're named in that post? Because you designed you just evidenced a formula that you can't beat. We have a couple of minutes.
Yes, John. Taking a high position in the People's Liberation Army, a commanding position in the People's Liberation Army, is essentially you are throwing shooting craps with your life. You might get away with it. You might be able to retire with all of the money you have salted away in Switzerland, with family members placed in California or England. It's a huge gamble. You might have to go to war. You might be attacked and die. But for the Chinese Communist Party, which creates and maintains and promotes this fantastically cruel system, the ultimate prize is global domination.
30 seconds.
And they are committed to that. And so they are also committed to a military structure that wastes people, talent, in a sense, opportunities as well.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, yet another minister of defense accused of corruption, and the post is empty again. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.